I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney's in for Doug. Got Kang behind the glass. We're taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. I can't help but talk about the Tigers from last night. I mean, when a team scores 15 runs in a game, and it's the most runs they've scored in a couple of years, and you got Jake Rogers with 7 RBI in the game, including another grand slam for him.
And you got the, shall we say, the position player for Seattle pitching at a level that I've never seen before. How slow he was pitching the ball.
I think we've all seen that when they're throwing the knuckleballs. Guys get it's funny when they go to position players to pitch late in the game because you know you've already given up 15 runs. You're just okay, what are you going to choose? You choose just guys that can throw strikes.
Right.
But it seems like invariably there are always players that are messing with curveballs because I imagine that's all they do. When they're not in the batting cage or they're not fielding ground balls, they're throwing knuckleballs to each other. That's because it's not going to hurt your arm. And, you know, it's kind of harmless. And here is this guy throwing it at 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour.
This was close to an Ephus pitch.
Basically. It really was. Yes. A couple of those. Yeah. But they were going over for strikes.
Yeah.
You know, McKinstry got a hold of one and launched it way into right center field, just missed a home run, ended up with a ground rule double on it. But it feels like that's about as far as that ball was going to go because he's not – the pitcher's not providing any juice to it. But nonetheless, when they win 15-1, we're going to talk about it. Like I said, Jake Rogers had 7 RBI in the game, including a grand slam. He's the first Tiger to record 7 RBI in a game since Ryan Rayburn did it, like a dozen years ago.
Wow.
It's just impressive when you watch the full effort from the team last night and Kerry Carpenter with a couple of home runs and his return to the team. Kind of felt like the J.D. Martinez return years ago against the White Sox.
Chris Sale.
I was at that game, and the first pitch, just boom, gone straight away center field. It was amazing for a home run in a game that mattered. This one doesn't matter as much, but still, it was kind of cool. But it has us asking the question, what if? What's your biggest what if with the Tigers this year? For Stoney, it's what if Spencer Torkelson was just average?
Yeah.
You know, 700 OPS and had his – you know, he'll put up his 25 home runs and, you know, he's just average.
Yeah.
What a difference that would make with the lineup. With me, it's what if Kerry Carpenter was healthy the whole season? For a long stretch there, the Tigers had no bats. They had nothing in June and very little in May. That's kind of when the bats started to go ice cold and they start getting towards this record territory again. And here it is. They're missing the most important bat in their lineup. You know, the guy who's had OPS in the 900s before he got hurt, and then three hits last night, and now his OPS is 962, which is spectacular in baseball terms. But what's the biggest what if you have with the Tigers? And it can go into the offseason from last offseason. And Stoney's also doing what if, looking forward and looking ahead of what this team can be, and yet it didn't include going out and getting free agents, but there's still reason to think that, okay, are they on the right path? That might be a separate kind of issue, a bigger Scott Harris thing, but
yes.
It's interesting because I'm trying to be objective as I can when it comes to Scott Harris and trying to understand his philosophy. And the thing is his philosophy. Now, what people want to know is whether that's his philosophy or is that laid down because Chris Illich has an edict about spending money. That we don't know. But if Scott Harris is true in his conviction about how he wants to build this team and doesn't want to block guys and all this, I can see the logic behind it. I know what's in the minor league system. I know they're just prospects at this time. But I also know that you know there are things that had he done in the offseason could be blocking things in the future, and he didn't want to do that. You can disagree with that philosophy, and that's fine. But I think the key is that you have to understand what it is that he's trying to do. But what's the biggest what-if for you with the Tigers this year? 248-539-9797. Chuck is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. What if they had signed Flaherty and Maeda would have been a competent pitcher, you know, a 10-12 win guy? I think they would be at 500, maybe a couple games over by now.
Well, it's interesting because Maeda has just been a disaster as a starting pitcher, and yet he's kind of reinvented himself coming out of the bullpen in these bullpen outings.
Average.
Well, yeah. he's been a ton better.
Yes.
I mean, his ERA was north of 7 as a starter, and it's like, what, 4 as a bullpen guy. It's better. I don't know if it would be if that would have made that much of a difference. I think the bat would make more of a difference than the pitching, because the pitching always seemed to be relatively decent with the team. But it's interesting to look at, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm with you, Stoney, about Torkelson. If he was just average, that would be huge.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean,
you know, in the start of the season, he wasn't hitting, but he was hitting doubles, right? Remember, he was as pathetic as it was.
Right.
He was like one of the league leaders in doubles for the first 5-6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And then he just stopped hitting doubles.
Right.
He couldn't hit anything.
Yeah. Now, maybe in the offseason, we'll find out whether they wanted him to hit a different way and he either resisted or couldn't figure it out. And now he's working on it better in Toledo. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of alluded to that a little bit, mm-hmm. that he's been stubborn about his swing and not wanting to change. I would imagine the Tigers have tried to get him to change it, mm-hmm. and that sending to the minors is a way to force that to happen, if you will. And he's been better at Toledo. I mean, it's not like he's hitting 300 at Toledo, but he's hitting like 250. He's got his power. He's hitting home runs again. And his OPS is like in the 850 range or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he has gotten better, but not to the point where I'm like, oh, you got to bring him up.
Yeah.
He's not there yet. I mean, other players have been there, but not Torque, not just yet.
By the way, I was checking to see like got Tigers, you know, some of their war figures. You know who's the best war on the team?
Well, was probably Riley Green, but...
Okay, but overall, it's Skubal.
Skubal,
okay,
yeah.
Skubal, and this is, I think, going into yesterday. Skubal's tied for 8th in Major League Baseball with a 5.6 war. Do you know who he's tied with?
I do not, Stoney.
Matt Chapman. So there's for the... I was not a Matt Chapman guy. But if you were, that's more ammunition for your what if.
Well, and Chapman was horrible for the first 6-8 weeks of the season, and then he's come on and been much better.
Yeah.
But the problem, well, it's not even a problem necessarily, but because of the way that the contract worked out with Matt Chapman, because he's got the player out after this year.
Right.
So you wouldn't have been blocking somebody. But would Tiger fans be pissed because they would have signed a guy who's going to opt out at the end of the year?
Maybe.
But would it have been the best of both worlds, because yes, maybe this guy helps you out, although just Matt Chapman alone.
Right, and so maybe if he had a good season and you knew they still weren't going to make the playoffs, then maybe you could have really gotten something good at the deadline too. Who knows?
Some ticket text coming in. This is an organizational problem. Colt Keith should be at third base and Young at second. Well, if neither can play third base, then you find other positions. It's obvious that Jace Young has struggled at third. And
now,
I think Keith was,
now you would know better than me. Keith played third in the minors?
He's played all around, okay. Yeah. But yes, he's played third and second. Neither has been a revelation at third base,
yes,
which is unfortunate because they were really hoping that Jace Young would be, and he hasn't been.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But as you put the future forecast of the Tigers, he could slide over to first base if you're giving up on Torque, and then Jace Young could play at second base. Young has hit pretty well in the minors, mm-hmm. at Toledo, but the error total, he's got like 17 errors.
Right.
And I think all of them but one maybe might be as a third baseman. That's not good.
Look, he still has a bright future, Young. I mean,
oh yeah,
the
he hasn't even played the majors yet,
right? The two of the three major minor league, you know, services came out within the last 2 days. Like MLB Pipeline has five Tigers in their top 100.
They're five in the top 65.
Yeah, Clark is 7, Jobe 8th, McGonigal 33rd, Rainier 61st, and Young 64. ESPN came out, I think, yesterday or early today, and they have 4 in the top 65. Jobe at 9, Clark 13, McGonigal 27, and Rainier at 65. So yeah. They don't even have Young in their top 100.
ESPN doesn't, but I would trust MLB or Baseball America over ESPN. But nonetheless, as people like to point out in the trade deadline, they're only prospects. Right. You don't know because they're just prospects, which, of course, they're
and
just prospects.
And the kid from Miri Lee is not even listed. And everybody talks about how good he is.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had some more hits last night. He's back over 300, and his OPS is like 900.
Did he play third?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's a great question. Diminutive in stature, but if he can hit in field, then who cares? Yeah. Big what if? What if Scott Harris was a good GM? Well, see, that's a whole other thing. If you don't agree with his philosophy, then you get the snark like that. Right. If you can understand a philosophy, maybe you can tone it down a little bit. We'll see.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.